The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
That's it, baby. Last day for us working, 2021. Good riddance. Joe Piscopo, good morning. We're live at 6:06. We stayed with you all week, and we're off tomorrow. We have a best of tomorrow, and then we go into New Year's Eve. And like I said, I posted a little cute little meme, Happy last day. It's almost New Year's Eve, so we're running out of 2021. Can we get rid of 2020 and 2021? Say goodbye. Goodbye. That's it. Thank you. So on to 2022. It's wild. And be careful. I am actually at an event tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, but it's amateur night for the most part, so you got to be careful out there. And I don't even know what to believe. Or virus-wise, what's going on? No one knows. When you watch, and so you see these other things that are online where they show the CDC and this administration and how they've talked about how to deal with this virus, and how Biden kept saying, I'm going to end the virus, and now he has not ended the virus, one variant after another. They have no therapies. They're not. The only guy that came up with therapies is Ron DeSantis in Florida with the monoclonal antibodies, but apparently the monoclonal antibodies don't work with this variant that's out there now, this Omicron. So where do we go from here, and what happens? I you know, there's got to be ways to deal with it, whether it's changing your lifestyle, I don't know what to believe. So I do that whole thing. I do, you know, when you get Relief Factor, I always tell you about Relief Factor, they send you vitamin D in the package. So I said, wow, they know something I don't. So you're supposed to take a vitamin D. You're supposed to take, I take the zinc, you know, and I take a lemon. I told you the lemon juice. I do everything proactively. All the antioxidants I tell you about, I take all that. I'm speaking for myself now, is I take all that to offset all of these things that are happening out there. So it's up to you and I. We have no one in charge. There's no one that knows what's going on, not on a state level and not on a federal level. And I've never seen such a mismanagement of politics the way I've seen it now. This has been, and under this administration, oh, yeah, but you voted for Trump. You voted for Trump. You're bad. Trump bad. Yeah, well, you know, maybe not so much. I'm telling you. I have to laugh because people go, oh, Joe's a nice guy, but he's a Trump guy. You know, it's like that's the stamp on your head, Trump. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this. What a mess. I've never seen the country stirred worse than Jimmy Carter ever. Jimmy Carter is the happiest guy in America. God bless him. You know, nice guy, older guy, turned his life around. Yeah, Joe Biden doesn't have, what could Joe Biden do to turn his life around? Quit? That would, Okay. I got me the best thing. Joe Biden quit. How do you redeem yourself, Mr. President? President Biden. I'm quitting. It's not really working out yet. We're stepping aside and taking Kamala with us. Oh, my gosh. You can't make it up. But we'll get through it. We always do. America will survive. But it's interesting. This I've never seen an assault on our democracy like this, on the republic like this. And it is exactly what it is. So, listen. We have a good show for you today. All the news is this. Ghislaine. I'm looking at how to pronounce it. Ghislaine. Ghislaine. I'm so sick of hearing this girl's name that everybody's like, "Oh, it's Ghislaine Maxwell." She's guilty on 5 or 6 charges. The thing, and you know, Professor Dershowitz is going to join us. I want to know what role Bill Clinton played in it. I want to know who went on that plane, because with Epstein being whacked, I mean, clearly in his jail cell, clearly whacked. I mean, think about it. When did he die? 2020? Whatever it was like current day for all intents and purposes. Epstein, he got whacked, man. And they let it go. The news reports it like it happened. It's like the JFK thing. Oh, well, single. Yeah, no, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. Right. Even from day one, you and I went, really? I don't think so. The bullet did what now? How did that bullet go? And that's the same thing with Epstein. They let it go. And then they'll say, you'll see, Jeffrey Epstein, she was an acquaintance of Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide in jail. They don't even, no one asks any questions anymore. And the weirdest thing of all, and I touched on it with Joe DiGenova yesterday, is those of us who would always do what we thought was the right thing. When I was in high school, I would keep an American flag up in the attic down the shore, you know, where our room was. I put an American flag there. And I actually liked Richard Nixon, you know. I was the one, yeah. And it was like everything. And then all these hippies and everything were like, they were always like anti, you know, American, hated American, everything. Now, those hippies who, and you know, there was no hate. It was just like, oh my gosh, with the hippie thing already, you know, they're in charge. They're the establishment. They're all in the government. They're all in this Biden White House. It's so, and those of us who would do what the government asked would always be patriotic. We're still, our patriotism is still a hold strong, but we're now the rebels. We're the rebels. Look at us. We're like the revolutionaries. Because if you say something wrong, the FBI comes and finds you and raids your house in the morning because you may say the wrong thing. This is so weird. It's just the weirdest time. I never thought it would happen. Not in my lifetime. But we're not going to stop. So if we're the rebels, so be it. If we're the new peaceful revolution, so be it. And I have to tell you, I got to be careful what I say on the radio, because this platform is very powerful and you don't realize it. But I'll tell you this, and I got to be careful because they do monitor the show. Not my, yeah, every show they monitor, because we don't have freedom of speech right now in America. So if they're not careful and they keep spewing this hate upon us and keep trying to divide us, and they own the media, they own social media, right? They put their own president in. How that happened, that's another thing. It's like the JFK assassination. What really happened? Will we ever know? I assume somebody's going to have the guts, and some news, aside from Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, somebody's going to have the guts to write about what happened in the 2020 election. Oh, but I can't say that. You got to be careful what you say, because they'll shut the mic off, you know? Something happened. This guy doesn't just become president. And it was quite genius the way they did it. However they did it, and it was genius how they did it. This is the problem. And they talk about the insurrection on January 6th. I got to tell you something. That was not an insurrection. That was a bunch of knuckleheads who went into the Capitol who shouldn't have been there, who actually fought the police to go in. And if you fought the police, accosted a police officer, you should pay the price, and you should be in jail. But if you're walking through, don't call it an insurrection, because you keep this up. And I'm not saying this as a threat. Please note this. I'm not saying this as what could happen, what will happen. I'm just saying logically in my thought process, and it's me talking, not Salem Media talking. If they keep this up, then there will be people who will fight for their freedoms. Can I leave it at that? Do you know what I'm saying? They think they're going to run right over us. And you and I, we're going to do all we can on the radio. Some of us will run for office. Some of us are going to go against, talk the truth and speak the truth on the radio. But America, do they think we're really going to just sit down and let this happen? Do they really think so? It'll never happen. And I'm saying you have to, in a peaceful way. I am a proponent of peace. I'm a proponent of peace on the international stage and domestically. But if you're going to keep spewing this hate, and I think the smart way to do it is to mimic what they're doing, mimic what they did in the last election. And as you go in, you have to have monitors in those swing states that I told you about. You need monitors. Do what Glenn Youngkin did in Virginia and have the National Guard just standing there, just as a force. Because most of these people are cowards. They're little mealy cowards is what they are in government. And most of the folks trying to tell us what to do and telling us how bad we are, how racist we are. I'm sick of it. I was sick of it for 8 years with Obama, and I'm sick of it now. Because I know how we are, and they own the media, the social media. I'm sick of all of a sudden Hunter Biden, all this stuff, we find all these things out about Hunter Biden, and it's like, wow. I'm going like, wow, look at this guy. How do he gets away with it? The DOJ lets it go. The FBI lets it go. How do they let it go? My God, if you and I, or if the previous administration, one of the Donald Trump kids did it, are you kidding me? They let it go. So if they're not, they think they're going to barrel right through. They never will. The Americans are, they don't understand. And I know it because I go out and I see people and I see the goodness of this great country. And they tell us how we're the big, bad, ugly Americans. And we're not. We're so true to ourselves, true to our communities. Some of us actually believe this is one nation under God and we practice our faith. We appreciate this great country, this great experiment called America. And if they're going to try to take it away, we're not going down. We're not going down. And we're not going to go down. Listen, I'll fight it peacefully. I will try to beat them at their own game. I think when you run for office, you can't just run for office the way in New Jersey we had an election. And Jack Cittarelli did a great job showing up. You got to do, and he almost won. All of a sudden, they got 70,000 votes out of Bergen County. And we checked it out, and apparently it was legitimate. But how do you awaken the sleeping giant that is the registered voters that just don't show up? How do you do that? Well, maybe you get a guy like Donald Trump that comes in and does that. But then, boy, they just destroy him because he wants to change things. It's scary. So, but you can do it smartly, and I am a proponent of peace. But if they're not careful, they're going to have a problem on their hands. I'm just saying. I could see it. People are just, what do we do, Joe? What's going on? What do they get away with? They get away with everything. And now what's going to happen with this Maxwell girl? I mean, who was on that plane? Do we get the Bill Clinton story on the plane? Do we find out who was there and what CEOs were there? Why was Epstein whacked? They let these things go. And you and I are supposed to go, okay, I understand, okay. And now that she's guilty, she's taking the fall for it. And what she did was inexcusable. I keep thinking about my daughters, God forbid. You have a predator like this, Maxwell, like Epstein. And it's out there, you know. But where are all those other people? That I'm just saying in a objective way. Hey, Joe on the radio. So, and by the way, I'm proud of you for standing up for your country and appreciating this great country. So here it is. It's coming to a close of 2021. Thank God we've been on the radio. We're going into our ninth year now, believe it or not, on the radio. 8 years. I can't even believe it. And I thank you. I'm so humbled by it. And appreciative of you being there, because if you're not there, this plane doesn't work. And we've been so successful, and we just kept right. There's been so many changes in the media, especially in the number one market in New York and nationally. Who owns what? How they own this? Who's showing up? The talent. And we've been slow and steady on this show. And you know what? It's again into our ninth year. Look at you and me. How about that? How about that? They don't understand it. Joe Piscopo this, Joe Piscopo that. They'll tell you all the bad things. You and I, we stay on the game. And you know, we had I had fun. I know we got a break. I had fun when Donald Trump got elected because it irritated everybody. I just love that, you know. And I think we were kind of responsible. We all went on the Trump train there. And it was great. And then it kind of self-destructed. That's okay, you know. And then the deep state took him down. And, you know, that whatever it is, however it happened, we'll get it back. We'll get it back. And again, if Donald Trump chooses not to run, you got some great folks out there in Mike Pompeo. You got some great folks out there in Ron DeSantis. We're going to be okay. And it has nothing to do with Republicans, by the way. It's Americans. It's patriotic Americans. By the way, peaceful, patriotic Americans. You know, so here we are. Let's go into 2022. Let's keep our mindset strong. And as Dad would always say, rest his soul, onward and forward. We got this. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Debbie Duhaime is on the roads checking traffic on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Problems continue this morning on 95. 95 southbound getting down toward exit 16 in New Rochelle. Two lanes blocked. It's an accident with a spill, so ongoing activity there. Let's go to the Hutch southbound, getting down through Harrison, a truck into the overpass. Watch for a delay. And over on the FDR Drive North by the Manhattan Bridge, an accident. More volume FDR Drive North in the 90s with another accident. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel accident cleared from the north tube. And watch for stop-and-go traffic on 287 South, exit 14 into Bridgewater. That's a jackknifed tractor trailer. Eastbound BQE moving slowly, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. And watch for some volume right now on Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway moving slowly as you head out through Manorville with an accident being clear. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today. High of about 50. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ring in the new year with orange hoops in the dome as Syracuse takes on Virginia. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange Pregame New Year's Day at 7:30. Tip off 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Looking for advice on that new place you call home? Tune into the one and only Eye on Real Estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor right off the bat. I was with my little 10-year-old, Charlie, actually 11-year-old now. Joe's a sweet kid. And I'm running around, and look at me. I could be like granddad. At my age, I can be like, oh, is that your grandfather? No, that's my dad. That's it. But you know, but you know what? I have to tell you, I see guys, and they're 20 years younger than me, right? And they're moving. So you could let yourself get slow. You could let yourself slow down. But now my secret, I guess, is Relief Factor. That's my secret. It allows me to move around. If I told you what I did yesterday, and I guess, stay with me now, 6:24, okay, stay with me. I tell you about Relief Factor, and I'll tell you why. Because I always talk about the garbage, because I like doing chores around the house. It's not just the garbage. I like doing that stuff around the house. But apparently, I don't have enough time now. I just don't. But so now I come back. I spend the whole day with Charlie, right? We have a great day. What a beautiful kid. A shout out to her mom for doing a great job. just we had so much fun. So now, and I'm running around and I'm doing what I got to do and we're having fun. So then I come home and I go, oops, garbage day, like today, right? Take the garbage out. And then when I take the garbage out, you got to walk it like to the you know, mile away. So I do that. I come home. Now, at my age, you should go, ah, I'm so tired. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to have a drink. No, because I think of relief factor, but I always say, and I always say by the grace of God, I piled up the biggest, and I took this huge garbage bin up the end of the, but I'm doing it. And there's no pain. I had no pain. No pain in my knee, no pain in my back, no pain in my bicipital tendon, which I destroyed, I thought, my bicipital tendon from doing too much bench pressing, you know, back in the day when I was working out. Nothing. So I thought, if I'm at my age doing all of that, and if you're 20 years younger, if you're even younger than I am, try Relief Factor because it's getting me around, man. It's getting me out there. It's getting me to live my life. I want you to live your life. And if I could tell you something good, that's why I love the good folks at Relief Factor. I know the people that came up with the concept, the brilliant doctor that came up with this, and they care about you. So if we have a way to get you out of pain, and by the way, how about this being pragmatic? You know me, I'm like Mr. Pragmatic. How about trying to see if you can get out of pain? You know, try. You, it's only $19.95, the 3-week quick start. So I say to you every morning, and I'll say to you a few more times this morning, try, go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or again, for that 3-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain and you can embrace life the way I'm trying to. You go to, please, relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.
I wear tab collars. Wait a minute.
Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 627 on... It's 2021 going into 2022 tomorrow, you know, New Year's Eve tomorrow. Please be careful. I don't know what's happening. They're allowing 15,000 in Times Square. How are they going to do that? I have no idea. And I don't know how this mayor, this has been, talk about complete disasters, you know, but how this Mayor de Blasio says to the NYPD, oh, you can only allow 15,000 in. I mean, you're just asking for trouble. You know, either close it or you don't. You can't cut it off to that amount because it's going to be a problem. It's like putting the mandates and having to police the mandates. Like, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear, stop it. Just stop it. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. Hey, all the mandates, all the vaccinations, it doesn't help. We still have a virus that's out there. It will go away. By the way, and I have to be honest when I say that, I take all the stuff. I did the garbage. I wore the rubber gloves. I'll wear the mask if I have to wear the mask, you know, and I'll take the vaccines and I'll take all the antioxidants to fight the virus. I will. So I don't mean to say that you shouldn't. I think it's smarter that you do because the effects of this Wuhan virus coming from communist China spewed upon America, you know, and they accomplished their goal. They got rid of Donald Trump. I think that's what it was there for. But all of that politics aside, it's there and it's insidious and it can kill you if it clears that. So I don't mean to minimize it, but stop with the mandates. You have therapies out there and you've got to deal with it again in a pragmatic manner. And they don't. So now they're saying 15,000. We're going to allow only 15,000. Yeah. Good luck. You know, and to tell the NYPD, one of the most elite law enforcement agencies in the country, you know, and I say to all the men and women in the NYPD listening in your cars now, thank you. I'm in awe of what you do. And to my friends in the Newark Police Department across the river in Newark, New Jersey, that is an elite police force doing a great job. The SWAT team and God forbid there's a problem, they're standing at the ready doing a great job in Newark as they are in New York. I'm in awe of someone who joins the force, goes to the academy, goes through all of that. That's incredible. And then you get the politicians who are in New York, I'm talking about. Newark's doing rather well in that regard. under Mayor Baraka. But in New York, you got to stop young kids with masks. You gotta show the card, and you're going to use the police for that? Inexcusable. And now you're going to have to police Times Square. It's just a disaster, which leads me to this. Eric Adams, apparently, after the ball drops tomorrow night, Eric Adams, a former police captain, is sworn in as mayor of New York. This is a good thing. I didn't like that some of the things that Eric Adams did. And Curtis was a friend. I mean, truth be told, you know, Curtis is a friend. Plus, I don't know that anybody knows New York better than Curtis Sliwa, honestly, you know. And so I supported Curtis for mayor. But Captain Adams, Eric Adams, said some bad things about some great law enforcement legends, which I took offense to. But let's put all that aside and let's move forward and wish Eric Adams all the very, very best, because anything is better. And let's hope that Eric has enough courage and guts and he has enough fortitude to support the New York Police Department and to tell all the ultra-white, ultra-liberal, pseudo-intellectual, all of these people that run New York City, the ultra-regressive socialists that think they know everything and are destroying cities all across the country, let's hope Mayor Adams has the guts to shut those people down and to tell them to their face, you are wrong. You're destroying a beautiful city. Let's hope. So our hope is high, and he is sworn in. Joe Sibilia just corrected me. Jeffrey Epstein, he died 2019 already. 2019, he got whacked. Suicide. But, I mean, really? Hey, Joe, how are you, pal?
Good morning.
Happy New Year's Eve,
That's right. New Year's Eve, the biggest holiday of the year.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. And you're going out? You got a hot date tomorrow night, I guess, huh?
So it's funny you mentioned that. I'm actually, I had bought tickets for this before I got sick to go to this New Year's Eve singles party over by Times Square.
Wait. You are the best. You are the best. So where do you acquire these tickets? On a street?
Yeah, exactly.
You take it here's the New Year's singles party. Come on.
Hey,
no, where do you
keep them in a trench coat? All the tickets,
yeah.
You know.
There you go, kid.
So the party essentially is. You can't take this seriously at all.
What were you? Where do you find it online? You found it?
Yeah, somewhere? You look online. I was looking online for singles events, and I found this one, New Year's Eve, and it talked about they have icebreakers.
I can't find a picture of me with John Madden. You can't find that, but you got it. You can find a date.
At least I found the sketch. At least I found the audio of the sketch. It's gonna be like over 200 singles, because this won't be a super spreader. Ages 20s, 30s, and early 40s. Yeah. There's gonna be complimentary appetizers, a DJ, and dancing. Unfortunately, no Guy Lombardo. Fun icebreakers, great prizes, complimentary party favors, but most importantly, the potential of a kiss at midnight.
So. Oh, there you go.
I'll go for a handshake, but
the party favors a COVID test.
That's a great. That's very funny, Matt. Good morning, Matt. Matt Zambolin.
Good morning.
In for Big Al, doing a great job. Hey, watch Matt. Joe'll be there. He'll see me in the corner. You know, I'll be there. The single guy. Hey, Joe. You heard about this thing? It looked pretty good.
Come on, we could be each other's wingman, Joe. Come on, I think you should come with me.
You know, but how do you? I don't know. You think people show up because of the COVID thing? You think?
Well, at the prices I paid for this ticket, I hope they show up.
Oh Lord, you gotta report in. We'll be back on. When are we back on?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, we're back. Okay.
Yeah.
So when we're back on Tuesday, we'll stay tuned and see what happened with it. You can't video. Hey, you look really strange. Can I video you for Joe?
I'm gonna report from there and put together a whole package.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea, man.
Interview all the people, and then I really won't get a date.
I never did anything online. I never do anything online. They always talk about it. You got to try it. I have these beautiful women who get in, you don't know if they're real, if they're not real, if they're bots,
yes.
You know, and they, you know, oh, hey, I'd like to meet you. And I don't even click on it because I'm afraid some Chinese Eric Swalwell Fang Fang gal will come into my life. But, I'm afraid, you know.
What you have to understand, though, Joe, is that this is an in-person thing. So the likelihood that they're bots is very slim.
Yeah.
It's a slim chance.
Three people.
Yeah. A few of them might be.
Tumbleweed running by. I can't believe that we're here. We made it, and we did it. And you know, I can't believe the Christmas that we went through, that I went through, that, and I actually made it. And you know, at the end of the day, you just kind of go, "Wow, did I do that?" And I have to tell you, we'll take a break. We'll take a break with Bill Gagan News. When I come back, I have to tell you the craziest thing that happened to me when I went and got gasoline. I went to stop for gas. You can't make it up, and it was so 2021, and I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, because you can't make that up. And just to all the things that we went through, and that Christmas turned out okay. We wish you the very best for the holidays. Now New Year's, and I'm going to go out and I'm doing an event tomorrow's New Year's Eve already, so I'll report back and then have enough times to, I guess, take the test. Hey, by the way, before we break, I think, you know, when did Al Joe tell me to get that test from the state of New Jersey?
Oh, jeez.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
but
I think it was a few weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got something in the mail.
Oh.
And, you know, I thought it was from Amazon. I don't know that it was from Amazon because I ordered a couple tests from Amazon. One was pretty good, a little weird, but I got it, you know. And then I got a saliva test in the mail. Would that have been from the state, do you think? Because I think the state sent it out. But this is the problem. First of all, I applaud the state for trying to do something, anything, and getting a test to you. But even if it's 2 weeks late, you could be, God forbid, dead by that point.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean? Well, they think we're going to send the test to you. It takes so long. I'm going, the incubation period is way over, you know?
Well, I'm still waiting to get my PCR results from when I got it done a week and a half ago.
Mismanagement like I've never seen before in my life. And unbelievable. Hey, Joe on the radio. Joey's here. Matt's here. Debbie's on the road. Bill Gagan's doing the news for Al this morning, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 43 degrees with clouds in Central Park. What's going on? We have The Answer. Mayor de Blasio spending his final day at City Hall as he wraps up his 8-year term. The mayor and his wife will take part later this afternoon in a final ceremonial walkout at City Hall. He reportedly is moving back to Brooklyn after packing up that Racine mansion. At least 30% of emergency medical workers and 17% of firefighters across the city are now out on leave. NYPD has also canceled days off for New Year's Eve and the day after to keep up with those staffing needs. Patterson deploying 4 mobile COVID-19 testing sites. They'll visit parts of the city where testing is low and demand is high. The mobile testing trucks will be open until 8 o'clock this evening. Sports action wins for the Devils and Knicks. The Rangers lose to the Panthers. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Gagan on AM 970, The Answer. Let's take a look at traffic with Debbie Duhane.
Good morning, Bill. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. The B&W train suspended because of staffing shortages this morning. Hudson River Crossing's okay. The outbound Lincoln earlier problem cleared. 287 South exit 14 into Bridgewater. It's a jackknifed tractor trailer, so watch out for slowdowns here through Bridgewater. Over on the FDR Drive northbound right by the Manhattan Bridge, an accident. The right lane is blocked, and problems continue on 95. The New England Thruway southbound bumper to bumper by exit 16 into New Rochelle. It's an accident blocking 2 lanes, some type of a fuel or oil spill still going on, and crews are still at the scene. Earlier problems on Sunrise Highway in Manorville completely cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 50, mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 54. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you want to find quality new hires in the new year, post on Indeed. When you sponsor a post, you'll get matched instantly with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Joe.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Tunnel to Towers. You know, in the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil, 2,977 people lost their lives. That was September 11th, 2001. In the face of that horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. You always hear about that. That's when I joined. I'll talk to many, many soldiers when he or she'll tell me, you know, that's when I went in after they saw the towers come down. And since then, more than 7,000 United States soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. Those were the heroes in this war on terror. Now, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored these men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony. Tunnel to Towers is making sure that their sacrifice is never forgotten. Now, the Foundation's Season of Hope runs from Thanksgiving right till tomorrow, New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. Do good in their honor, please. Donate $11 a month. $11 a month, that's all we ask, at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And all year long, we appreciate you helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Jackie Wilson, yeah,
you
man. I always said that Eddie Murphy, he should have played the Jackie Wilson story, you know? One of the truly great musicians and vocalists of our time. With that beautiful voice, dying too young. And, of course, Eddie, you know, some of us, you get on in age and you can't play who you want to play, you know. But we used to listen to all of that, what we used to call soul music, back in the 60s. It was like a mainstay for a lot of us kids, you know, coming out of Newark. Families came out of Newark, went up Bloomfield Avenue, and now we were in the suburbs, you know, trying to catch up and be like regular Americans, the Italian Americans, the Jewish Americans, you know, the Irish Americans. We're all like trying to assimilate, if you will. And then I remember we used to listen to all the soul stations, we used to call them, out of Newark, New Jersey. Jackie Wilson, one of the true all-time greats. Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, I got a gas guzzler, guilty as charged. I got an alpha male SUV, you know, and it's the Guido Mobile. But what am I going to tell you? So with the personalized plates, he's like, here comes Joe coming, you know. So now I pull up and to the gas station. This is great. It's my neck of the woods. So, and it's like very countrified. And I pull up and one guy, he goes to me, he goes, hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey, I go, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, wow, Joe Piscopo, good to see you with me. I heard you come in here. I went, yeah, nice to see you. Nice to see you. So then, some other guy comes over and it looks like he's smoking what I think is a cigarette. So he just, the other kid there, he hands the cigarette, what I think is a cigarette, to this other guy. And I see that it's not a cigarette, that it's a joint, you know? And so this guy who's talking to me takes the joint. He goes, hey, Joe, man, you want a little weed, Joe? Like that. And he takes a hit before I even get to tell him what to fill up my car with. And you, Joe, you little weed? And I go, and I look at him, and I go, you know, and I, listen, it's New Jersey. They'll allow anything. I go, well, you know, I don't really smoke weed. I never really got into weed. I said, he goes, that's because you've not smoked the right weed, Joe. He said, What is taking a jab? You ain't smoked the right weed, man. Yeah, you got to try this. And I'm thinking, okay, now that guy took a toke on it. This guy's taking a toke on it. And I'm going to put that in my mouth because I'm not a germaphobe. Yeah, sure. Give me that. Give me that thing. No, so now that he's smoking, and I go, yeah, I never got into the drug things. He goes, yeah, I've been, man, you kidding me? Through the 80s, I've been doing drugs. Yeah, man. And now he's bragging about
maybe
it.
Maybe he was hallucinating that he saw you. He didn't actually see you.
So now then he's got another guy that's there, and they're both smoking weed, and they're running the gas station. They're not supposed to be smoking anything around gasoline.
Yeah, exactly.
So now he goes, this was the best. This was the best. And I say this with affection. And with great amusement, I really do, is that these guys, they go to the pump, and they can't get the pump on. They can't get it on. So listen, I didn't know you had to turn them on. They're going, hey, dude, what happened? I don't know. I'm hearing this out of my window. I don't know. Did you turn it on? No, man, it was Beavis and Butthead but giving me gas. It was like... He couldn't do it. Listen. Hold on. They go. They were going like, "Will, did you turn it on inside? Hey, George, will you turn on the pump, man? Because the pump's not working. We can't get that." This is like, Joe, you sure you don't want to hit? Oh, I'm really sure. I don't want to hit. Believe me, I don't want to hit him anything. And this guy goes, no. It wasn't the Twilight Zone. That was yesterday. So it was. Oh my God, I couldn't believe this was like life as it is today. And because now they're allowed to smoke weed, so now they think while you're working. But it's as bad as if you were drinking a beer while you're working. You know what I mean? Like, it's as bad as if you're drinking a beer. So it's like, oh my God. And there are these guys. And I didn't take offense to it at all. I just said, wow, this was like life as it is today. And the guy, and then I wanted to say to the guy, now, if I was old and I was crotchety and I tried not to be, I would go, do you see why you shouldn't be smoking that stuff? Do you see why you couldn't even turn on the gas pump? Oh, my God.
See, I'm 25 and I'm like that. I went to a party this year it's somebody you know. I went to their apartment and I walk in and they've all got weed and everything out. And I go, all right, I'm ready to leave. Goodbye.
You know, I can't stand the smell of it. I think it is a gateway drug. I am so old fashioned like that. But a lot of people will tell me, older folks will tell me, hey, yeah, Joe, I take a little hit on the bong before to get some sleep at night. I just can't. It's like, I guess I'd rather have a drink, but I guess that's generational. But a lot of everybody in my generation smoking. Oh, there's just a smoke. And when walking down the street in New York, you can't even smell the chestnuts anymore. It's all weed. It's all weed. Remember, you can smell the chestnuts cooking, you know? Oh, my gosh, like that. So is that the wildest thing, though?
What a wonderful world we live in. Just everyone doing doing weed and drugs.
But you want to say you've been doing drugs since 1980s. That's why you can't turn the gas pump on, pal. They couldn't get it up.
I'll never understand that. The passion people have for lighting up a doobie. Is that what they call them now? Doobies?
It's the modern word.
I just can't wrap my head around it.
But in my day, it was all that, and then I remember this going in. You would go into a party during the 80s, and there would be like a bowl of cocaine. And when you think weed was bad in the 80s, they would have a bowl of the white powder. And I got to tell you, I have never tried cocaine. And that's why, and people said, Joe does steroids when I was working out. I'd never tried steroids. I don't want to put that stuff in my body, especially since I had cancer in 81. You're not going to, you realize, oh, wow, I could die just naturally. I don't have to put that stuff in my body. My time on the planet is limited and I'm going to die anyway. So, but they would, and everybody would do cocaine. I mean, it's like, give me a break. Or you'll go out with a girl, so do you mind? And they want to do coke or something. It's like, you know, it's a shame because somebody's got to just listen. Who am I to judge? I'm certainly not anybody to judge.
Well, with all the programs we've had in schools, Joe, for all these years, like DARE.
Good point.
All the education, all the literature materials that are out there? Why do people still think it's a good idea to do drugs? I don't get where that mentality comes from.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it's like, I'm not being judgmental here, but I saw these poor guys there, stoned out of their mind. You're not going to get anywhere. You keep doing that like that. Although I don't know. I guess everybody Snoop Dogg like smoke constantly?
So, oh yeah. Snoop Dogg is a big pothead. Yeah.
And he's worth a lot more than a lot of us. So I mean, maybe he knows some we don't know. But,
I know people who make these. They're an Adirondack chair, except it's a pot leaf on the back, so it's a marijuandack chair.
And
that's how
that's
they're
funny.
Making their living.
So anyway, that's me getting gas, getting gas in Jersey, and it's like, oh my gosh, and I think that's just going to be the future because no one seems to be, I don't know, but to answer your question, I think that's just a minority, I really do. I think I meet so many more younger people that are hip and understand not to do drugs like that. But it is a danger. And by the way, I read this too before we break. This is the thing about fentanyl. And you hear about why we keep railing about the border, because the fentanyl is like a real danger now. And this government doesn't talk about it at all. This administration will not address the fentanyl that the deaths that we have from fentanyl are incredible. The number one cause of death in United States adults of the ages 18 to 45 is not COVID, not car wrecks, not cancer, not guns. It's fentanyl. It's pouring into the U.S. because of the open border policy supported by Biden and Beto O'Rourke down there is running for governor. I'm talking about Texas. Texas officials have seized enough alone in Texas to kill most Americans. And it's not an anti-drug speech, but it's just like, it's not even worth it. It's just plain not worth it. Hey, Joe on the radio, Ted before, but you know what? I guess I'll have a drink now and then. So what's the difference? What's the difference,
no
right?
Harm.
You know, 10 before 7 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Some stop-and-go traffic on the New England Thruway southbound getting down through New Rochelle with an accident cleared out of the way. Let's see what's happening on the Sawmill. The Sawmill northbound right at the Thruway into Irvington getting reports of a collision. 80 westbound exit 59 in Patterson. A collision with a couple of lanes blocked. And 287 south exit 14 in Bridgewater, a jackknifed tractor trailer that's been out there all morning. So definitely watch for that this morning. Watch for stop and go traffic on the Cross Bronx eastbound out by Jerome Avenue, an accident on the shoulder, and the FDR Drive that's moving slowly right now. The FDR Drive northbound right by the Manhattan Bridge, it's an accident blocking one lane. Grand Central Parkway westbound getting right into the Cross Island. Watch out for a collision on the ramp. Alternate side in effect. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on one second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver,
Mom, watch
out! Chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some rain, drizzle, and fog to start the day. Then later on, mainly cloudy and damp. Our high today, not far from 50. Cloudy and damp tonight. There can be a shower, especially early, low 46. Tomorrow, clouds will break for some sun in the afternoon. A mild day for late December, high 54. Saturday, New Year's Day, cloudy and very mild with a little rain and drizzle at times and a high of 58. The record is 62, set in 1966. AM 970, The Answer.
That's Joe Lundberg right there. Joe Piscopo right here telling you about Tranquil TX. Tranquil TX is a delicious liquid beverage enhancer made with chamomile, made with passion flower, made with lemon balm to create a sense of calm when you're feeling stressed. All you got to do is add a dropper full of Tranquil TX into your favorite beverage and you get all those benefits. And talking about, being natural, that's as natural as it gets. Chamomile, passion flower, lemon balm. It's from Invite Health, of course. Here's the number, by the way, for Invite Health. 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. 4-5. That's for Tranquil TX. And ask about when you call 800 694-2345. You could ask the folks at Invite Health about Blue Granite TX or all the other what they call tinctures, herbal tinctures, right there at Invite Health, all right? It's 800-694-2345. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here we go. Get your morning started, baby. This is it right here. I forgot about this song. What was the guy? Was that Larry Williams? Is that the guy's name? Well, that's Wilson. What are you talking about? Well, who did Boney Maroney early on?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's Larry. That's Larry Williams.
Yeah. Larry Williams did Boney Maroney.
This is great, though. I'll tell you what. I love, and Wilson was great too. Yeah, I mean, he really had an edge to him that was unbelievable. Lived in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, actually.
Oh.
Yes, he sure did. There's your rock and roll history, and it's great to listen to the old stuff. Matt, when you're doing a DJ thing, do you go out? A lot of folks like the early stuff, right? They like
you know what's funny? TikTok is actually helping bring back a lot of this old sound, and it's getting revitalized, and it's finding a younger generation. They're actually asking for a lot of 70s soul. It's great. And if it's an older crowd, they tend to like the stuff that they grew up, they went to high school with. So stuff like this is ideal for them.
You know what's so funny about TikTok? Now, this is the thing that they keep saying, don't use TikTok because the Chinese are now scanning everything that you put into TikTok. It's bigger than Google now, you know. Bigger than Google. And how communist Chinese is that? They are so smart, and they just run right over us because we're afraid of them, and I believe that we have a president who is compromised, in my opinion. So now you got TikTok, and my kids are all over TikTok. Little Charlie, on TikTok. And I'm thinking, like, and everybody's on TikTok. Michael Bublé's on TikTok. Everybody's on TikTok. And then people are telling me, don't go on TikTok because it locks in to the communist regime, and they have all your information. Now, am I being paranoid on that? You know, we should do a story on that, Joe. We have a guest, Joe, who could talk about it because I worry about it because, again, Mikey's on TikTok. He's got, like, 500,000 people are watching him on TikTok like that. And I'm going like, wow, that's great. And you innocently go on. And if you're starting out music, the music industry is so upside down now that you may kind of make it on your own and you use TikTok. Can they really go in and take all of your information then?
But couldn't that be true of any website? Because so many of these websites are giving your credit card, your email, your phone number,
How much? That's a great point. I don't trust Google any more than I trust TikTok, really. Except that's another foreign country. But then again, they're treating us, you know, the way they're running the social media in this country, the way they're trying to shut everything down, the way, like they say, if doctors come up, there was that one doctor I saw in a story that actually came up with some kind of answer to this coronavirus and therapies, and they shut him down on a Twitter, shut him down, suspended him. That's scary stuff. That's scary. We are in such a weird time where you have Big Brother watching. It's 1984. It's so Orwellian. And that's why you need somebody to come in and turn everything upside down. And then when they do, you know, we get vilified for it. Go figure. Jen Kearns is coming up next. Jen's one of the brightest gals we know, political strategist, host of All American Radio. And we're going to talk about what's going on in New York. Jen is living in New York now from California, believe it or not. Stephen Moore, the Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics, a chairman of FreedomWorks Task Force. He is going to tell us about the economy in the new year because the stock market has been very strong. And under this administration,
And is that going to keep Joe Biden in office? That would be my question for Mr. Moore. Colonel Jack Jacobs. We're going to talk about Colonel Jack Jacobs and the Marines not approving religious exemptions for COVID-19. The Colonel Jacobs is a Medal of Honor recipient. Also, Alan Dershowitz and, yes, the amazing Kreskin.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.